Hi, I'm VOA's Alexis Strope with your worldwide news update. The Palestinian militant group Hamas and Israel traded blame on Wednesday over their failure to conclude a ceasefire agreement, despite both sides having reported progress in recent days. Reuters' Olivia Zelino reports.
Hamas said that Israel had laid down further conditions. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu accused the Palestinian militant group of going back on understandings already reached. Israeli negotiators returned to Israel from Qatar on Tuesday evening for consultations about a hostage deal after a significant week of talks, Netanyahu's office said on Tuesday. The U.S., Qatar, and Egypt have stepped up efforts to conclude a phase deal in the past 2 weeks. One of the challenges has been agreements on Israeli troop deployments. In a video released on Wednesday, Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz said Israel would retain security control of the enclave, including with buffer zones and controlling posts. Hamas is demanding an end to the war, while Israel says it wants to end Hamas's rule of the enclave first to ensure it will no longer pose a threat to Israelis.
That was Reuters correspondent Olivia Zelino. An Azerbaijani airliner with 67 people on board has crashed near the Kazakhstani city of Aktau. A Kazakh official said 38 people were killed and 29 survived. The Embraer 190 had been en route from the Azerbaijani capital of Baku to the Russian city of Grozny in the North Caucasus when it was diverted and attempted an emergency landing near Aktau. Azerbaijani President Ilham Aliyev said that while it was too soon to speculate on the reasons behind the crash, the weather had forced the plane to change from its planned course. Russia's Civil Aviation Authority, Rosaviatsiya, said the preliminary information showed that the pilots diverted to Aktau before a bird strike led to an emergency on board.